Well, this man hasn't got a 57 Chevrolet. I believe he's got a 58 Chevrolet. The man is well-titled, call him Mr. Excited. I don't think I've ever met a man that's quite as so excited. But welcome, Glenn.
Hello, Alan, my friend. 2025 and Mr. Excited's full steam ahead, mate.
All ready to go. First of all, how'd your Christmas go? I know you've been on holidays. I've seen some of your postings on Facebook.
Yeah, mate, I actually worked through Christmas and New Year with my full-time job, and then I had a break later after New Year, and we, me and the kids and the missus, we went to Mount Buffalo for over a week, and so, mate, it was the most relaxing time. I really needed it, mate, so it was well worth it, I can tell you.
Oh, that's terrific. So you're back in business. You tell me that you've done, pardon me, three shows already this year?
Yes, already, yep. I think we're only in the second month of the year too.
So. Yeah, we are. Well, we're only just over halfway through the second half. So, obviously, what have you got coming up in the next few weeks, Clint?
Well, actually, I emceed and did the All American Day last weekend, and we had a great turnout.
That was at Yarra Glen, was it?
No, in Gembrook.
Oh, Gembrook.
In the beautiful Gembrook for the Rotary Club there, raised a lot of money, so that was fantastic. But this Saturday, got another event on at Canterbury Tires and Mag Supermart down there in Bayswater. An afternoon show goes from 3 p.m. till 6 on Saturday afternoon. And it's 31 degrees, no rain, so looking good.
Should be a good day. So apart from that, Glenn, what have you got coming up? You've got quite a bit coming up for the year?
Yeah, my calendar's totally booked out, believe it or not, but you wouldn't be shocked about that probably.
No, I'm not. Tell me.
Go ahead.
No, you go. I'll leave it to you.
Yeah. So I've got the one on the 22nd this Saturday, but then I'm running a great car display, classic car display at the Knox Festival in Ferntree Gully on the 1st of March on Saturday from 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock, I think it is. We've got 60 cars and I'm already booked out. So that only took me a few days to get 60 cars and we are booked for that display.
Yep.
For that, and then after that, back to the Moorabark Festival for the fourth year in a row.
Give us a date of that, please.
Sunday, the 16th of March.
16th of March, yep.
Yep, we'll be there from about 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock that day with a great display. That show's getting bigger every year. It's a great festival for the family and lots of stalls and kids stuff to do, so that'd be good.
And there's entertainment and all sorts of things, isn't there?
Yeah, live music, you name it. They've got everything, animals you can go pat and all sorts, and it's going to be great. Moorabark Festival's always great. It's been my fourth year involvement and loving it. And then, Saturday the 5th of April, I'm back at the Crank Up Show and Shine at the Upper Yarra Museum in Yarra Junction again.
Hang on, that's yep. Crank Up on the 5th of April, is it?
Yep, Saturday the 5th of April, but that is a two-day event. So I've got the car display on the Saturday on the 5th, and then they've got the wood shop on the 6th where it's competition, and it's a massive, massive weekend. You get people all over the world and Australia in that competition there, so it's a really big weekend.
It's a terrific setup down there at the Crank Up. I've been there a few times. Apart from everything else, if you haven't been to that museum before, people should go. They've got everything. They've got radios, telephones. They've got all sorts of stuff in that place.
Yeah, got the old trains and everything. Yep. They got a car from actually 1921, what was donated by a local gentleman when he passed away, and he drove it as a daily driver, 1921 Ford.
And it was still a daily driver until he died.
Yes, and it actually still runs on the wooden wheels, and it actually still goes, and it's got virtually no brakes, but they let it, they go 5 k's an hour around the museum, and it's actually an amazing bit of history. I'll tell you now, it's absolutely unbelievable to see just everything in there. There's so many local people I know who haven't even seen the museum yet who live there. So there you go.
And it's very sad with some of this. I interviewed someone from Mont Delancey. And I was surprised. People I was talking to afterwards said, didn't even, we've lived in this area for 25 years, didn't even know it was there. And yet, and I made this comment at the time, a lot of people, well, while times are tough, probably not as much, but a lot of people go for a drive on a Sunday, they'll leave the Yarra Valley and go somewhere else. And they've got places like that museum and Mont Delancey in their own backyard.
Yeah, at the Upper Yarra Museum, the team there who all volunteer to run it 7 days a week and look after it, make sure it's good, it's only a few dollars to get in, and it's really worth it. I'll tell you now, I've taken my kids there and showed them, and they love it. It's got the old jail, the police jail there, what actually used to be in Powtown back in the day, which... Yep. It's the history of the area, and you're seeing things you'll never ever see anywhere else. So it is an amazing place.
And we should remember too that because it was at times all around there was timber countries too. I mean they had sawmills all through there.
Yeah. The old train line used to go all the way from Yarra Junction all the way to Powley, and it's just amazing. Some of the black and white photos, and even got the old Clydesdales. Pulling the logs through mud and all sorts. Yep. It really is good. So if anyone gets time or in the area, you should definitely go there.
And certainly the 5th and 6th of April for the crank up. Always a terrific thing. So, Glenn, have you got any... I know some of yours are fundraisers. I mean, holy fools, that you'll probably do that later in the year.
But yeah, I haven't penciled a date in, but it'll be around probably August or September. But that is definitely going to happen. We just haven't got the date in. But after Crank Up, I'm back at the York on Lilydale again this year for the first time. Yep. Doing Cars and Coffee there on the 27th of April. I'm back there, and so that's good. But I've got a huge announcement this Friday that no one knows about yet. So you need to get on my socials, because I've got a brand new location in Coldstream where I'm going to have a massive and beautiful car show there. So I can't sort of say too much until Friday, but it's going to be big, Alan. You'll be there, mate. I can guarantee it. And the show will be in October.
I was going to say, when is it likely to be? In October, is it?
Yeah. It'll be late October, like October around the 20th, well, daylight saving time. But all I'll say is, Alan, it's gorgeous. The place is beautiful, pristine views, grass like golf course green, and it's actually exciting. This is a brand new location, and the family have asked me if I want to have a car show there, and it's 900 acres. So there you go.
Really? I've obviously come up through there on the way here, and it's a fabulous little place, Coldstream, and it's sort of a lot of people just pass through and don't realise how good it is. I mean, there are wineries there, there are all sorts of things.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You've got the main road, but where my show will be on a road right out the back between Yarra Glen and Coldstream, and it's absolutely this place, when I do my first show there, will be an ongoing location where I'll be having my show there. But everyone tune in on our Mr. Excited and Friends Classic Worldwide's Facebook page, and you'll hear the announcement this Friday. It's going to be amazing. So.
Glenn, I've just got to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
Live and learn from fools. And- from sages. You know it's true.
Was Aerosmith and a Dream On. I'm talking to Mr. Excited Glenn, and we're talking about some of the car shows he's got coming up. But particularly, I just want to mention again the Sunday, the 16th of March, is the Moorabbark Festival. It's always a great time down there. So go down there, look up Facebook. I know there are some things on Facebook about it by the people who are organising it. So look up that. And also the 5th and 6th of April, Crank Up. Now, Glenn's going to be there on the 15th, on the 5th of April with the cars, but it's a two-day thing, and it really is a terrific weekend. I've been down there. We've actually broadcast from there before. Glenn, as we're starting to get the weather starting to change, it's getting down to warmer stuff, do you find that during the winter months there's nowhere near as many car shows? Because I don't seem to see as many around in general. I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking in general.
Well, you know what? It's funny, my friend. What I find amazing is, you know, like you have the car show, which I helped run last weekend, and it was 13 degrees in summer with rain, and we still got 150 cars, which was fantastic. But I know a lot of organisations who don't do any events during the winter months, but I'm actually, believe it or not, as you know, I'm a little bit different than most.
Yep.
I actually have shows all the way through winter, because you're going to get them days now where it's not always raining and pouring in winter. I've had my car out during winter where it's been blue sky. Okay, it's 15 degrees, but there's been no rain at all. So yep. I'll just keep it going all year round, mate. Keep everyone happy.
Just talking about the weather, I was just saying before, when I walked out of here at 3 o'clock last Wednesday, I walked out, I think, 31 degrees. And now I'm going to walk out to about 16 degrees 1 week later.
No, I know. It's pretty phenomenal. I couldn't believe it last weekend. You know, like I said, I think on last Thursday or Friday, it was 38 last Friday or Thursday. And then, Sunday and the weekend, 14 and 16.
This Friday is going to be 32. This Saturday coming is 36. And Sunday, 31. So while we're talking about 16 and 17 degrees out there at the moment, By Friday, we're going to be back in, well, tomorrow's 23, and then Friday we're back in the 32.
Yeah. So around Bayswater, it's supposed to be, about 31, 32 Saturday, which is not too hot for a lot of cars to come out for my show. So it's going to be a great turnout. I already know that. So it's going to be fantastic. And I can tell you now that I've got confirmation that I'm running the Croydon Main Street Car Show again, mate, on the 6th of September. So
that's all right.
That's coming up too this year. So I only found out that. So I thought I'd let you know, Alan, right now.
Sounds good. Now, do they block the main street for that?
Yes. That's just for the whole day, but they block the whole main street, and it's loads of kids' activities, and that's a great show I've done, mainly one time, but that was one of the best turnouts I've ever seen. So much people everywhere, so
and
it was great.
And that's good, because some of these things, it doesn't cost you a lot of money. If you don't have to buy food, you don't have to buy coffee, and if particularly if you've got a few children, it's great to be able to take them somewhere, because, you know, a lot of people are doing fairly tough at the moment.
Well, the Croydon Main Street thing is like Moorabark, you know. I think I know the Croydon Main Street is free for everyone, and you know, it's just great, and it's great for the local shops and all the shops who might be struggling in that arcade and all that street there, to get their business and get people through their doors. And you know, that's one of the main reasons we put the car show on in the main street, is to help the local cafes and the shops and the, you name it, you know. So that's another thing, to help local business.
Well, it's good for the business, but it's also good for you know, to be able to take or mum and the kids to go
your family. That's right.
To go somewhere that you can do a lot of stuff for free, because, you know, a lot of people are doing fairly tough out there at the moment.
Oh, exactly right, mate. Everyone, you know, and that's why I'll keep my shows at low cost to, like, gold coin entry for people, because...
Can't get much cheaper than that.
No, you can't. And there are not many people doing that anymore. A lot of car shows are used to do it, but not anymore because of their costs, and I understand that. But I've kept it simple, and my shows only grow and grow. And the car people really appreciate me doing it, that, because I know they're all doing it tough too. It's not... Nothing's really easy anymore, and everything's getting dearer. So.
Certainly. All right, so Sunday the 16th of March, you're down at the Moorabark Festival.
Yes.
It goes most of the day, doesn't it, the festival?
Oh, all day. Yeah, that's an all-day thing, yep.
And the 5th and 6th of April, down up here at Crank Up. It's a terrific day, and even if you're not altogether interested in cars, go along and have a look what's in that museum. It is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, and they have the old steamers out the front too, giving rides, and some of these machinery, what they have on display, what are actually moving and going, are absolutely phenomenal to see. It's actually amazing.
And they often have that old bus going around, one of the old railway buses?
Yeah, that's it. They have one of them going. It's super loud. It's noisy. You need earmuffs to stand next to it. But it's actually a great weekend, and it's one of these things again where – yeah, it's great for the kids and great for – it's all family-friendly stuff, you know. It's really good.
Glenn, I got away. Thank you for your time again. We look forward to talk to you next month, but next time it'll be at 12:30.
Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll chat to you again. Thank you, Alan, for your fantastic support, mate, and I'll have a chat to you next month.
No worries at all. Thanks, Glenn. All
right, mate.
See you, mate.
See ya.